It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. In his recent State of the State address, Governor Rick Snyder called for a pilot program for year-round schooling. Since that speech, education advocates and teachers' unions have been weighing in on the question. Schools that move to a year-round schedule would still have the same number of vacation days as traditionally structured schools, but those days would be dispersed over the course of the year rather than having a long summer break. Joining us now is Dan Quinn. He's the director of the Great Lakes Center for Education Research and Practice. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So why do proponents of year-round schooling think it's a good idea?
Well, one of the things that is clear is that they're addressing the concept of the summer slide. There's been several research reports that have come out that have identified summer learning loss as a key problem, especially in areas with lower income students, that there is a loss in learning that occurs between the end of June and the beginning of September when school starts up again.
Now, some schools here in Michigan have moved to a year-round structure. Are they seeing positive results?
I think it's too early to tell, especially among, you know, groups within the EAA or their school districts that are implementing this. There's been no research report that shows increased student achievement as a result of the year-round schooling.
So do you see increased benefit if kids are in a year-round structure for a longer period of time? It's not something you would see results from just 1 year?
No, you know, one of the things that you have to take a look at is it's just not more schooling or more of the same that's going to make a difference. It's creating a whole child, fully encompassing, enriched program that would probably make the most benefit. Just putting kids in school for a longer time period and having them do worksheets or review, or test prep is probably not going to result in the rich learning environment that would actually produce a student achievement increase.
Outside of kids wanting a long summer break, are there arguments against year-round schooling?
One of the things that I would see in terms of the year-round schooling would be probably the logistics. It would probably be the biggest one, and cost would probably be another one. In terms of logistics, now you're running, buses over a longer period of time. You're running air conditioning in the summer months as opposed to heat in the winter months. So it depends on how you want to break the cost down, but that would probably be the biggest opponent to that. Another take on this would be that there are some communities that would probably value to have their summers with their children. You know, if you talk about, communities that have stay-at-home parents, they provide a summer learning opportunity that is already embedded within those structures.
Dan, what would it take for Michigan to move its schools towards a year-round structure? Do you have to have more teacher buy-in?
Well, I think that, depending on whether it's teacher buy-in, parent buy-in, or student buy-in, that it becomes a community decision, and that it becomes part of a community opportunity to have a dialogue about what type of schools local school systems would like to have. Having an option of a year-round school would be very beneficial to some parents, especially in terms of childcare activities. And then there are other parents that would probably prefer to have a traditional school system, a normal schedule that would go from September through June.
As Michigan is looking at this question and thinking about how best to approach it, what would be the things you think teachers, parents, policymakers really need to remember?
Well, one of the things that, we have to take a look at is right now one of the prohibitions against expanded school year is the post-Labor Day start. The state of Michigan actually has a law that prohibits schools from starting school prior to the Labor Day weekend, and that was passed by the tourism industry several years ago to maintain Michigan's strong Labor Day vacation period. One of the things that we would have to take a look at is, whether or not local school systems see a need to go to a year-round school system. I imagine that, some school systems would probably expand the option if given the opportunity. And then there's other school systems that would probably be resistant to the change.
Dan Quinn is director of the Great Lakes Center for Education Research and Practice. Dan, thanks for speaking with us.
No, thank you very much.